In the days after the tragedy, there were discussions about political civility and mental health awareness as people struggled to find an explanation for the shooting that shook the state. But how have those efforts held up during the course of a year? Politically, there are signs things may be better. At least that's how Ron Barber sees it. He's the district director for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. After he was wounded in the shooting, he started an organization called the Fund for Civility, Respect, and Understanding.
I think, and polling would show this, that whether or not Congress is acting in a manner that does it, that overcomes gridlock and seeks compromise, the American people believe, and I think locally certainly we've seen a belief that we can do better in the way we talk about these issues.
Barber says the willingness of people to talk about the rancor and incivility in political discourse is a sign of our willingness to improve.
We are a remarkable community even before the tragedy. I think we've reinforced that by how we behaved afterwards.
There was also a discussion after the shooting about mental health services and regional awareness of symptoms of mental illness. Donna Rivera-Golko is vice president of Kodak Behavioral Health Services, and she says that's an area that's improved this year.
Another way that we've dealt with the tragedy is to really look at the importance of mental health in our community and increase ways to inform and educate the public about how to help someone who may be demonstrating signs of mental illness and giving people some tools to help.
Rivera-Golko says 600 people in Southern Arizona got mental health first aid training in the past year. That's the mental equivalent of CPR or medical aid training. It teaches people to respond to a mental health crisis before professional help arrives. She says there was no mental health first aid training in the Tucson area before January 8, 2011. That makes the community more prepared, even if people are healing in different ways.
I think it's different for everyone. Some people have healed and some still feel hurt and sad and angry and will be healing for years to come. I know the 2 weeks after the shooting, I saw an increase of family members bringing their loved ones in to our locations to get them help, saying, you know, I've been a little worried. Could you like talk with my son or my daughter? So that slowed down.
Mary Specio-Boyer, the community health director at Cope Community Services, says people are still transitioning through the emotional journey that follows a tragedy.
We're at least at a phase, I believe, where we're ready to start moving forward out of our grief and into a place of peace and at least stewardship around the memories of what of those we've lost. And really, I think that we're in a place of more hopefulness for the survivors.
She says the shooting and aftermath has allowed the community to maintain a focus on improving the responsiveness and availability of local mental health resources.
It's still so raw and it's still so fresh for so many of us that I think that no one's going to let you, you know, shift your focus. And I do think that the community in terms of mental health providers has been very proactive.
Specio-Boyer says a hotline was set up in the past year to connect people in mental crisis with community services to help them. That number is 622-6000. It's one example of how the January 8th shooting had an impact on Southern Arizona. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.